Breakfast today with Sarah Campbell and John Kane.
Our headlines today.
And he's done it again!
England are through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup, beating Mexico
3-2.
They overcame hostile crowds, a red card, and the effects of altitude.
Comes in.
Yeah, it really does.
It's been hailed as one of the
you know,
team's
that really
greatest ever
gives me goosebumps, and it kind of like gets me going.
Celebrating with fans,
but
until the roar of the Three Lions became more.
No, but also
croak.
Her voice. I'm not always into the girlier, soft sound, but like there's something almost haunting I think about her vocal. I really love it. I think she's an exceptional artist, and I love that she sings in the African, and she's really again a bit like Black Coffee, like really helping us appreciate and acknowledge
where they're watching the match in real time and they have no idea what they are about.
That was a full-bodied explanation.
Good morning, and while some people chose to stay up all night, I've been watching at this warehouse in Rochdale where people had no choice because they had to do the night shift.
Good
morning, next up, England, a quarterfinal against Norway.
Is that your last day at work ever?
Saturday night in Miami to meet some familiar faces as Erling Haaland takes his side past Brazil.
Well done. Well done, you.
In other news, Reform UK has insisted that no rules have been broken after it emerged Nigel Farage did not declare benefits provided by an ally once convicted of
crazy things that are going through our heads at the moment, because it's all about what's on your mind.
And pharmacies will be able to issue private prescriptions.
Last week that we were in Colchester.
It was last week. We were to be technical. We're on a field somewhere in the countryside around
this morning.
Around
some
Colchester.
Rain at times
in some really
Scotland,
cool sort
but
of
we've got a heat wave building
glampy
across the south,
sort of
and that'll become more extensive as the week goes on. I'll have
which I think Colchester has loads of, clearly, because I think there was just a lot of that.
Good morning.
That type of look
it is now
around.
Monday, the 6th of July, and England
this place
are through
was,
to the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
It was
after a nail biting victory.
I
want to
say it was a festival. I'm not sure
it was
really
a game
classes
filled
a festival,
with
then again,
drama
what
from
class
penalties
is a festival,
to
but it was called
So Fest. Side, and even an hour's
and
delay
it
to
was
our correspondent Will Grant reports now from the match.
Kind of a worky gathering, downtime gathering for a lot of people that do similar things and similar work facilitation.
I see, I love that because, this is like you soak this in from being there. Yeah, I mean, for those of us that have gone deep into being in other festivals, yeah, so Sasha was there, So Fest. In one way, and not being unkind, it was a bit of a kind of a conference vibe in a field, but it was a beautiful field and it was an amazing gathering of people, all who do facilitation, coaching, training sort of vibe. And I mean, before I get into what we were going to talk about around sound with that, because you said about the sound bath that I did.
Yeah, because obviously both of us were there for a couple of different reasons, so we'll go into that.
But the thing that was most alive for me when we did that is actually to do with relationship. So I hope it's okay to go there first.
Of course it is.
But just to say that I was really aware of how much you did for me as part of that experience. You know, because I was going to go there and Kirsty had said, oh yeah, it'd be amazing to have Beats and Grind coffee. You know, we were going to go together. You know, and the little Beats and Grind band, so cute!
Still a bit poorly.
Had to sort of, you know, sat nav did us a dummy and sort of like took him on the motorway, and he got a bit like overheated. And so actually we had this amazing journey with you driving the van and me in the car, going through all the back roads of Colchester, taking all these little breaks to let. Do you have a name for your van?
One of the most chaotic matches the
okay, but anyway, him, he's a little he, have a little rest and, you know, pee out his radiator quite often.
that was the
silent sound that the band would make in occasion.
It's too hot. You're making me run so fast. I normally only go for miles an hour. So I guess just in the theme of the show, I had this kind of moment of clarity where I realised that by the time you get deep into your life and maybe into your 50s, I noticed there are a lot of relationships that struggle, and there are a lot of women that are really moany, like, you know, their husband's so shut down, and, you know, it's his fault, and he's this and he's that. And I think the magic is that all relationships are a co-creation. So you asked me about that track, and, you know, it's a real builder. Yeah, I have this inside me that's like fast. One of the things that I appreciate about our relationship is when I'm in that mode, you really annoy me because you will not play that game. So you make me slow down. And so over the probably something like approaching 20 years we've been together, I realised how, obviously because I'm very into meditation and presence and everything, how, you know, there really is power in what we notice. And if we're looking for the bad stuff, we're going to see bad stuff everywhere. Because whether it's in life, whether it's in a relationship, you know, no one's perfect. Okay? But are we looking out for the good stuff? And I just know so many things that you do that is so kind.
Celebrations all over the place in our correspondent room.
And I just wanted to, you know, I'm not gonna love bomb you, but like, just for the humour of it, when we first met, you know what I'm gonna say? When we first met, you never farted. You started farting. I was like, why not?
But you'd never know.
Is this it? We are so deep into our relationship, we don't care anymore.
I'm not sure that anyone needs to hear this.
And you were like, babes, it's because you do. I just don't want you to feel out there on your own. So, people, are you farting for love? I don't know, but...
You sure?
I'm not sure anyone is going to hear that, but it's too late for this. It wasn't just sort of censorship.
The cat is out of the bag.
It's kind of happened. We're going to have to live this now.
I'm sorry about that. I can't say that.
I don't think there's a track we can play. I think that's the show over.
Time to find an alternative game to play.
Join us again in maybe 2 weeks' time.
Well, listen, we can't.
Maybe not.
We can't do that because Nero is not in the building with his tropical soul show that will be coming up.
It's all right, we can just pause.
Just under an hour.
Less than 2 minutes later.
Sure, there's a lot of traumatised individuals.
See what I mean? No, but that's
Yo, shout out to a bittersweet who's leaving the NHS England. I'm changing the subject quickly.
How are you feeling? You pulled one back. We'll make a comeback.
It's Sasha, right?
Yeah, Sasha.
If the first half was eventful, the second was
very interesting way
further. A red card and two penalties. Hang on.
So you've done that.
You've got your head in your hands.
So what were you actually there for?
So I was there partly as a participant to soak up some of the magic, but also to do a sound bath.
Because that's your little. I'm not going to call it a cycle.
How are you feeling?
We said it at the start of the game. We believe that look what's happened. What you do? That 11 minutes was the hardest 11 minutes of our life.
It's coming up.
Helping people to, I don't know, move obstacles or as the get sun out came roadway. Up,
a dawn chorus.
That's part of your process, isn't it?
But it does. Somewhat commercially, it feels like a side hustle.
It was a dilemma,
but I just cannot drop it because,
overnight,
to me, it's coaching without words. It is so powerful in helping people get out of their thinking mind, get out of their conscious mind, and tap into subconscious, tap into essence energy, and therefore really unlock whatever it is that's blocking them, you know, whether it's getting clarity, whether it's letting go of trauma. It's truly transformational because sometimes, you know, words trap us, and so it's better to work non-verbally. So I can't give it up.
10 minutes
and
has been so stressful.
If you know me, and I've inflicted this on you a few times, but I've sort of had this desire to somehow combine the deep, relaxed and liminal nature of sound bath with also the euphoric when England scored, when Jude Bellingham scored twice. Transcendent really quality of music, like and you can hear really it in a lot of the tracks that I choose to play. There's like a real heart opening thing.
And suddenly 2-0 up.
I don't know. I've been.
Are you feeling hopeful? I mean, the feeling is good here right now. I mean, we don't know the end, but it's looking good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking really good. I'm kind of wondering if anybody wants to do it. Anyway,
no, you think that? I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to stay positive.
I sort of felt like I kind of had to do it.
What was it like? The rest of your family, your dad watched it on his phone, didn't he, last night? But didn't tell you the score.
Zone. Was sandwiched kind of really directly good, after really, some like, of the workshops and then just before dinner.
And he wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, and when I normally do sound baths, people just kind of roll off going home and go to bed.
Watching it with all your classmates. Yeah.
So
I mean,
thought
the
I can't
atmosphere
leave
is
them in that
pretty
state.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So because
your head teacher,
also
if we
in,
just
like,
spin the camera around, we've got your head teacher up there getting everyone going.
I've given people permission.
I mean, it's just, there's probably 200 pupils here eating toast, eating jam. I mean, you're never going to forget this, are you?
And so we did this whole thing.
Like, even when
I'm completely
older,
emergent.
I'll never forget.
I had a bit
and
of a playlist.
Your
you
best
really helped
thinks
because,
that,
man, the
Mexico are going
to
win.
Bit like
what do
you
think?
Saying with
nah,
the
never
shop
win.
Radio
England's
thing
win.
At the
no.
Festival
England
of
England are
going to
win.
Music,
okay.
Like,
so it's still, since we've been
be
talking,
such
it
a
is still
complicated thing to make work on the day.
One.
You know,
England
you connect that speaker a thousand times via Bluetooth and it works. And then you need it, you've got 10 minutes
so
to make it work.
Hear
and for some reason,
the damn
thing won't connect.
Sophie is in the dark with the rest of them.
So, yeah, and it was
he
amazing. And I think, you know, that it
this
really
older,
did.
He's going to feel about 50 years old by the end of his breakfast time, isn't he? Morning.
You know, people said how much lighter they felt and how much they enjoyed it. And there were a lot of people who hadn't experienced anything like that before. It felt like a real honour and a real privilege to kind of to hold that space.
Well, 20 well, I mean, minutes, I think you hold
essentially
space
played
pretty,
rugby.
Pretty well anyway.
They were kicking
and then,
it for
and
touch,
then I think the twist
just
on
trying
the sound
to push Mexico back.
Or the sound
but
healing,
they withstood all that.
General,
and for Thomas Tuchel, when he took over the
your
England team,
of
he talked about winning the second star, but he also wanted to try and create a feeling
a
within that team that they are a team like a club side, and last night really proof of concept. They survived in all of that, the altitude,
so quite,
the difficulties that the delay brought about, everything that happened during the game as well. For them to withstand that pressure, he is able afterwards to say things like
crazy
it was pure
way.
Will that got
I think that
them
really
over the line,
as well.
And
it
really mattered. And there's a little
coupled by the fact that we were in a field,
Jude Bellingham. Never mind the altitude.
I think that really. really sort of
but there was one moment of concern
like
afterwards, which was
when
Jordan Henderson, having so wonderful with
the
team, he then came back over the advertising board in huge video screens as they are now,
like
slipped.
was,
I feel like we brought the festival to the fest.
Yeah, it was good.
And
it was good. I think it was a nice
about Jordan
sort of
Henderson. He was taken from the field in the stretcher. Just watch the pictures here as we see him being taken from the field, and then you'll be able to see the moment too where he slips over the advertising hoardings and fell.
For a little while thinking that you're not really awake.
A moment that really the team didn't know
so
what had happened
really
and they're all quite
and again,
concerned
you know,
afterwards
credit to you because it's
saying
a kind
that
of an evolution
quite badly.
Of
it was
things
serious.
That you'd
he
thought
stayed
about
in Mexico
and
City
and, you know, again,
this
going
evening
to that whole
with
thing
a member of
like,
the England staff. And
you don't
only
have
fly
to do
back
it straight
Kansas
away.
City,
you know, you don't have to force yourself.
The team who
you
are
have to almost
there.
Wait.
Be interesting to see what
right
the implications are
right
when we get to the quarterfinals. Then, so that's
you know,
Saturday night.
Saturday night,
a more reasonable time,
an early start, but crucially against Norway and not Brazil, because many thought if you were predicting the path that England had. But it's 10 p.m.
And also, I think uniquely, I was
in
an environment where I got a lot of feedback.
So the weather may well play a key part.
You know, that really helped me. Also, big shout out to Danny Blue, who's an amazing
Miami
actor,
and all of us here,
among many
in a few
things.
Minutes' time. But for now, Hugh, thank you very much indeed. Sarah.
But also, their feedback.
Sky has announced to
was,
take
was really
over
helpful
ITV
because they go to a lot of ecstatic dances, and they also go to sound baths, and they were
the
able to help me really
is subject
understand
to shareholder and
what was
regulatory
uniquely
approval
different
would create
about
the
what
UK's
I do.
Largest
and so
commercial broadcaster.
I think that's the thing, the combination, funnily enough, of doing this show,
streaming giant.
Doing that
includes the ITVX
Sonic Soul along with ITV's experience with Amanda. Studio operations. And life-saving getting myself in these places and spaces in England from September where I'm doing my leadership stuff, because the Bank of New York executive coaching, I think with Symbia and Jody doing the L'Oreal offsite in the desert in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, these are all moments that, just like you're saying with the skills that you accumulated in your toolkit, what I realise is, you know, getting out there, like doing the things, this is how we hone our craft and how we start to like really become who it is we really are.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage, and I think something that I'm realising is I do have one foot in a very corporate. The rules after it, you know, like there's a, I have a passion still for what is enabling agility, making for a better working place, growing better leaders, growing conscious awareness in leaders, helping leaders unlock the magic in better ways of working in like product and entrepreneurship. You know, like I genuinely get pleasure from supporting somebody who really wants to start a business, get up and running and going. To me, that is the same thing that I do in relationship therapy, relationship alchemy, as I call it, as it is in the sound bath. And what I realised, I think, as I'm coming out of that experience, having also recently done the Day of Gone,
by Mr. Cottrell near Buckingham Palace.
Is, now, Nigel Farage haven't quite got there yet, but there's definitely language where I am going to bridge the gap
standards watchdog,
and I'm going to create a product
Greenberg
that is bringing that sound
£5
million
gift which he received in the year before he became an MP. In that case, from Christopher Harbaugh, who is a mega donor
well
to Reform UK and a
spaces.
Cryptocurrency
billionaire. Deeply woo-woo now, spaces.
Both on this new story
so
about
I guess
Cottrell
in sharing all
that,
it's
story,
just
Nigel
the reminder that it doesn't matter how
UK's
introverted you are.
That he did not
it doesn't matter if
to declare
you struggle to speak up.
Under it's Parliament's rules because they
just give yourself permission to lean into it as much as feels good, as much as feels a little bit spicy. If your thing is photography and you take amazing freaking photographs
in this case as well, because the Liberal Democrats have referred Nigel Farage over
this.
We've got a statement from Nigel Farage.
See where the opportunities
he said,
take
I've done
you.
No wrongdoing, followed the rules.
You know, in terms of like the DJ stuff, yeah, get out of your bedroom.
Times.
And
it's now
how
clear
can you
the establishment
share
will stop
what you
at
do
nothing
with
to hurt reform?
No, because it's
we
through doing that that we start to really understand who we are, unless of course we're now.
Solicitors has also.
But also with that whole thing before I play.
And meanwhile, Henry in Westminster, ministers have announced plans to restrict the amount of overseas residents who.
There is one
to
thing to be said about that, is
can
that
offer
you, know, you can have ideas
parties,
in your head
just
and
explain
they can
the
roll
relevance
around
of that.
And roll around. And
yeah, so the government announced not so long
also,
ago that it was going
it
to
also be,
cut the amount that Brits who live abroad would be able to donate to political parties at £100,000
I say deconstructive
a year.
For a reason, because
we are now told
a lot of
is
ideas
going to
that we
have a kind of cooling off period. So it means that even
if we store them in our mind,
to move
that's great.
To the UK in order to donate more than that £100,000, they wouldn't be able to exceed that cap
but if
until a year after
they
have arrived back in the UK. Now that could potentially delay donations to Reform UK from two of their biggest donors, Christopher Harbaugh, that man who we mentioned just a moment ago, and also a man
and it becomes
Ben Deli.
Kind of not a good idea or a
Henry
bad
Zeppelin
idea.
In
we start to then tear it down
just
and
after
try
quarter
and
past eight,
reconstruct
and
it without actually physically
released overnight
trialing
of
it
the
out.
Princess of
and
Wales
I think that's
being
the,
hugged
the,
by her family at the bottom of Snowdon at the end
for
of her
me and anyone
challenge.
Else.
You may have seen some of the pictures already released over the last
that,
few days. These are those with her family. So she will remember climbed the highest mountains in Scotland, England, and Wales within 24 hours last month to raise money for a cancer charity.
And then it will always be.
It was a full family affair.
Thing that
she's
will continuously
joined by her parents,
be an idea
Michael
that
Middleton,
gets deconstructed, that then becomes
James
another idea that deconstructs,
and
it will James never ever become
Retriever
a reality
well.
Unless you
Charlotte
play it out.
On completion,
that's
the three
that's
peaks.
The biggest.
Well done, that is quite an achievement.
Right, I'm going to play a track. Stop.
And doesn't help if it's really hot.
Yeah.
Which I think is looking like it might
in.
Be getting
shout out
quite
to
hot.
Forces, you just
again, over to
Matt.
And our
another
theme today, as you cue that up, is what's on your mind?
I know.
We're freestyling
third
one
in around 6-7 weeks, something like that. G-Shock yes, it's already radio. Beginning. Very good morning to you. Beautiful start here, admittedly, for a Monday morning in Gloucestershire. This is where we could see some of the highest temperatures recorded this week. But yes, our third heat wave of the year is starting to build from today onwards across England and Wales, especially eastern parts of Scotland could potentially potentially see a heat wave threshold achieved as well. How hot will it get where you are? Well, these are the peak temperatures we're expecting this week. Well into the 30s, widely across England and Wales, but 25, 26 possible in eastern areas of Scotland too, mainly during the middle to end of the week. We'll see some of the highest of those temperatures. But even out there this morning, a pretty warm start with that sunshine out central eastern parts of England, the temperatures rocketing up. Slower start though to the north and the west, even though it's quite mild out there. A breeze and, as you see, a break some rain. Temperature feels somewhat. A break some rain that's continuing fast too much of the day, on and off in the northern half of Scotland, especially on the western side of the hills.
I love that you played that.
Almost impossibly difficult.
Because I do feel like each of us has
the Wegovy
this
pills
inner magic.
Are only available with a private prescription. As yet,
just
there are no plans
the call
for them
is
on the
for
NHS.
Us to figure out what it is.
Sophie Hutchinson,
through
BBC
experimentation
News.
And just get out and share
what
it.
We're joined now by Dr. Aria. Yeah.
Create, so, not consume. That's our mantra, isn't it?
So let's pick up on the last point there. That's
yeah, that's, that was last week, Sophie. So these are the things that have been going on since we were last here.
That's right.
And obviously
so
they have
usually we have a process where so we've got the MHRA,
they've led to
so they've approved it, so it's okay to use in the UK. But for it to be used in the NHS, it has to now.
And the other thing that I did, sort of pretty much, well, on the Monday,
wise heads to sit down and look at it, look at
the
data,
weekend recovery
and work out the cost.
I was actually at Ivy House at an associate's day, which Ivy House is an amazing leadership development consultant.
Happens, then it's very
so I spent
much dependent
a day
on your local
swimming around,
your ICD,
and it just reminded me how
strings. and then they make decisions around how we do.
You know,
this
even within a community of like-minded people,
get this in pill form, so but they would have to Ivy pay House. For it through a private prescription.
Yes, you know, when we yes, show so up as our true, authentic self, we kind of magnetise our people to us. So in these communities, kind of everyone's our vibe, everyone's our tribe, but we magnify, we magnetise, and we pull people towards us. So I'm just feeling very blessed to have met some really amazing people.
What people are actually having,
again. It's just the power of collaboration. It's something that you're talking about with Mikey and with the G-Shock team. I think, especially at the moment, it just feels like it really serves us to collaborate.
And how do people collaborate? Well, I think you just have to be a little bit open.
Just to be honest,
open to
with
the
us,
collaboration.
We're not going to judge you or
and not have too many fixed thoughts or fixed ideas.
So I think
everything is in flux. You know, all these ideas that everyone has.
Make sure we've got the right thing for you.
They're kind of in flux.
Does the fact that you can't get it on the NHS? You know, it's always good that having had a chat with your GP that you're potentially ordering it online from online pharmacies. Does that? Do you have a concern about the risk?
Often, you know, your idea isn't the best.
Fake products, basically, and does the fact that it's in pill form as opposed to an injection also, make that easier to
be
produce?
Encouraged or
those are both very valid things. So
made
we know,
even better, you know,
women
like,
have
from,
not only had serious side effects from fake jabs,
sort of
people have died
so
from fake medication, and that risk has not gone away. There is definitely a black market, and the problem is
I feel like they're not clinical,
they're not regulated.
You know, people often malign the ego.
There have been cases where insulin being sold to people, I think that's bad rap.
Like, we need ego, we need to identify as an individual as well as collective, otherwise we lose ourselves. But I think we need a lot of emotional intelligence, actually. I think by, oh, they've got so much ego, I think we mean they have bad emotional intelligence and social EQ, you know? And somebody who's obviously got a lot of that is, I always forget his name. Let me just, okay, George. George Evelyn, who is the dude that is Nightmare on Wax.
That a lot of people have reported from
so Nightmares on Wax was always great chill out music, and I remember seeing him do Car Boot Soul.
Do you think that potentially a pill form could be
Southbank
more attractive theatre to doctors?
And it was amazing because it was like this orchestra. I should probably remember which one. English Philharmonic or something. Actually played all the beautiful orchestral music that he had,
having the ability to
compose electronically.
Yeah,
and he was there obviously, and he DJed part of it. But
I think what you have
what struck me is how alive he was, and how grateful and like totally full of
pill.
Good vibes he was actually doing that, and he said how touched he was seeing and hearing and working with the orchestra to bring that to life. And he's been quiet musically for a number of years, but this seems to have stimulated a whole load of more interesting collaborations. So again, new music, there's an EP that's just dropped where he's collaborated with Marlon Lopez. Marlon Lopez obviously bringing a bit of electronic
how you're moving
beeps and
to make sure the
dots of the stuff that we like. So just in that spirit, why don't we play Cancel That?
Are we going to pass back to school?
Max.
Sooner or later, we're going to go back to that school as the children watch the football.
This must be getting close to
the penalty
time. No, they're
about to
find out there, aren't they? But let's go to Morning Live, first of all. Let's talk to the quarterfinals breakfast, as you know. What they have in store. Helen, Gavin, did you stay up late, get up early, watch the game live? My kids are doing exactly what they're talking about. They're re-watching the match right now, and I'm a bit like, oh, come on, this is one of those matches people will be talking about in 20 years' time.
You two look very fresh, Mousy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing what makeup does, isn't it? I don't think we had any sleep at all. Sarah and I had messages on our own, and then took a pop at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
You saw that. What a place to do your morning brief.
Absolutely, but coming up with a quick rise of the pack.
About 4 a.m. of a guy walking past with the bumper. So it's just
start to think, okay, am I actually being targeted?
Find out how changing the direction you park your car could deter criminals.
Thousands of pets will go missing this month.
Here we go.
Stapleton explained.
Yes, viewer Stephanie received ransom demands from scammers who claimed to have her missing cat. They even sent pictures of him as proof. But here's the thing, it's all a lie generated by AI. I will share how to spot the signs and why your social media posts could make you a target.
Also today, it's time to stop putting off speaking to a doctor. From chest infections to tingling toes, Dr. Vange is on hand to answer all of your health questions.
Yeah, and it's not too late to send one in. Email morninglife@bbc.co.uk and we'll try to help you by the end of the show.
And we are celebrating 25 years of BBC's Animal Park. Presenter Kate Humber looks back at some of her favourite memories, including giving on-set flirting lessons to her co-host Ben Bogle. Now there's a sentence John Kay can have a field day with. On-set flirting lessons, you're welcome. We'll see you at 9:30.
I'm getting my email ready right now. You can get it one from my address in a moment. Thank you very much indeed. Helen and get in and out of stunt.
Yeah, find out if you'll need travel and weather where you are this morning.
The longest single artist run in the stadium history.
See, I feel like that track builds too, but in a bit of a different
together,
way.
Together tour, beating Coldplay's
appreciate the beats 10-night
run in 2025 until its Swiss
eight-night
residency
like a very soft,
in 2025.
You know, if you really amp
okay,
that
let's
up,
take a
that
look
would be somewhat
rainy. And at the moment, there's minor days on the Central sort of and Metropolitan Line part and Northern Line.
I mean,
line
I think there's a big movement
for
sort of bleak.
And that takes us to the weather with Scott.
I mean, nightmare,
Hello there, good morning to you. It's going to be hot
years,
through this week
great,
when maximum temperatures on most days
sort of
will lift at around 30 degrees. So heading into our next heat wave, this
like
morning
really
is fine, dry,
trippy,
bright.
Trippy,
there'll be plenty of sunshine around this afternoon.
A
bit more
like
patchy
that,
cloud around, but still long sunny spells.
Well, I'm loving that. I am loving that collaboration with Marlon Lopez. So that is the new EP out on platforms that you subscribe to called Patang.
Overnight patches of cloud and long clear spells.
And so we were talking a little bit about collaboration and in the spirit of this show being beats and minds, I guess you said about what might get in the way
of
collaboration
and
just sharing my personal experience as I think about that soundbar rave that we did you know it's funny because it strikes me that like I know you've got my back, you know, you have only ever been supportive and yet Morning. I have back been so worried.
England
about
are now into
your
the
judgment. Even
this
show,
World
I'm like, oh my God.
Beating Mexico like, 3-2 at the
my
Azteca
music,
Stadium.
He's going to think it's rubbish.
As well as altitude, there was
you know,
huge pressure from the Mexican crowd.
When I, coming out of COVID,
of
I, without thinking, booked you into that retreat that we went on with Felix and Dee. And I'm like, oh no, he's not going to see my woo side. Oh no, he's going to judge me.
And
I think maybe this is what happens to all of us. It's not true. We just get, we think the stories in our head are true, but actually they don't bear any testing with reality. You know, like, even for a moment, I was, you know, leading that, you know, the build up to the ecstatic dance and cueing that. And of course, I had to dance.
The home team were not going to give up without a fight, though.
I had to lead the dancing.
Jimenez slotted the ball into the corner to give Mexico one
very vulnerable place for me to be.
Yeah, but you know, you, that's what I realized. but it's your thing. You know, like I think the thing that you're supposed to be just leaning into the
but
thing.
But after a nervy 11 minutes of added time, England were finally through and able to celebrate with the travelling fans with a rendition of the song that is becoming England's World Cup anthem.
Clearly not that much of a.
But some of the players took that singing a bit too far.
Obviously, you win the battle.
Captain Kane virtually speechless.
Whatever the battle is internally that you have, that oh my god, I can't dance.
Oh my god, it's so light in here.
But you win the battle. But you win the battle because you obviously go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And then it's all great.
I've just been sitting there. I can't really talk. Yeah.
And you know. The playlist that you've selected for
all the occasion,
you
know, the team, everything against us.
Whether you think I'm going to judge you or not. Obviously, I judge everyone.
And his voice back apparently as well.
Whether you think I'm going to judge you or not.
We're in a quiet corner of Wiltshire this morning.
We still play the tracks all the time because
hundreds of kids who've been shielded from the score and they're watching it right now on the telly in the assembly hall.
Your mind and your selection based on
it's about to unfold
how it represents.
Fee is there. She doesn't know what's about to happen either. Fee, I think we're about to join you at a crucial moment.
Fortunately enough, I've got broad enough shoulders to be able to take it.
There's something in that, you know, that like, you know, we, you know, like, I don't know, we go on this journey, right, where we pretend that actually it should be no judgment. But then actually we realise that we're all judging all the time, and does it actually even matter anyway? And what I notice, and what I think you're noticing as well, is the more you let it out authentically, the better it's going to land. Not everyone's going to like it. But still, it's going to be authentic, and that's a good sign.
I like that. I like the fact that not everyone likes it.
That's when you know you're onto something.
If everyone likes things, it's boring. It's like if everyone drove.
Yeah, you're playing safe.
If everyone drove the same kind of car or wore the same hat or sunglasses or beads around their neck. It'd be boring, right? Like, they'd just all be clones and
oh my god, something's about to happen!
So the whole point
Sorry,
is
everyone,
the,
we just gotta watch.
The variety and the sort of, you know, discovery of individuality is where the magic is. You know, that's what we want. That's the beauty of this life we have. We're not pushing these clones. It's coming, but you know, we're not there oh yet, God. Right? So,
this
you know, I think that's where the magic is.
Freedom! Anyway, I think you should play another track. I cannot believe we've only got 25 minutes left.
Yeah, we're chatting too much.
So it's your turn.
I'm going to play a track. It's Soul Patrol. It's called Little Variations. And it's my main man, Charlie Dark.
Love, love, love. Peace and blessings.
We don't make the final score. But earlier we were told that Brazil is out. So if we can get through. Brazil's such a good team, so I don't know how Norway beat them. But, yeah, I'm so happy about that. Oh, my God. 3-1. I literally have no idea if you can hear us. But right now in Wiltshire, it is 3-1. We are feeling pretty confident.
City, to be honest, B, without the microphone. Oh, it's so good watching. I love the fact
but the screen's getting all pixelated.
I know.
It's the noise and the size of them all moving around.
It does give you an idea of the highs and the lows, and that match, that was an adrenaline-filled match. I mean, you may have decided to stay up late and to watch it for yourself, but for many people, well, it was a bit of a struggle because, well, you've got to get up for work in the morning, and some night shift workers, well, in that case, it's been business as usual.
Yeah, trying to keep an eye on the score while working. Sarah is at a warehouse this morning where they make special arrangements for the staff to watch the game, and Sarah joins us now. Good morning, how are you? Oh, you've got the ball. Ready for kickoff, two.
Good morning. It's actually a lot of the day shifters are clocking on now. The 6 a.m. starts and there are some bleary eyes this morning. But if you're one of the people who stayed up to watch at home, maybe from bed, maybe during a hydration break you were filling up your online basket, chances are it will be fulfilled at a place like this, the JD Distribution Centre. To put it in context, 5 million units behind me there, and some 2 million have to go out every week. Well, apart from earlier this morning, when everything stopped for the footy. Filing in for a late kickoff in the early hours, night shifts are nothing new for the hundreds of workers at this sports warehouse in Rochdale. But picking and packing stopped for big screen action set up for the World Cup. Huge celebrations for Bellingham's goal.
Delightful. So you're going to be picking up Anthony's slack?
No.
That really is not really.
I'm just really reminded
as I listen to that.
Well, he's never slacked anyway.
You know, the liminal space.
Well, there you go. We'll get through it together. We make our choices and we just have to deal with the consequences, don't we? Whatever they may be.
Feeling.
You're on overtime as well, aren't you, Sarah? I think after that night, it's a good shift you put in too. Well done to everybody.
I'm too buzzed. I'm too excited.
Definitely got a very positive upbeat.
We've been trying to figure out how to sleep after the
program. I think that's kind of where we're
shaking and hyped.
I never really asked Charlie about it.
It's going out to quarter to nine. Quarter to nine. It feels like it's like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's probably from a real sort of positive space. But it's just nice. It just kind of rolls. Not too complex. Not too complicated. In the way it's put together, and it's one of those tracks, like a deep, I don't know if you call it deep house or not,
But it's definitely a deep vibe. This was Frank's question. Sort of rolls out.
Removing which character makes these words have something in common? And the words he gave us.
I'm going to ask boho,
toe.
It's always one of those things you just forget to ask these questions when you link with people. But fluke. So yeah, that was Soul Patrol.
Sherlock. So character was the key word in that. It's because if you remove each of the letters in Sherlock in succession, but from
sticking on Sofest actually, like going actually getting to Sofest was quite a bit of a mission, wasn't it? Because you'd sort of gone through a few iterations of like getting a bad head.
Tony and Leonie. Mm. You know, were the first to email that answer in on Friday morning. So, but lots
if we're talking,
you also got it. Congratulations to everybody who did it. Like now we need another challenge, and today's puzzle is set by our friend Colin.
So it's interesting that, I mean, by the time we
GCHQ,
got,
who you'll remember from the advent calendar, and Colin has a picture question
sort of
for us this morning.
So but, the question is, but if talk a picture us through that of an octopus, thing, like, the experience a koala, a camel,
being
a seal
in that
and
space,
a butterfly
because obviously
is Sally,
there's many different
then who is this? A penguin, you know, a panda, a hedgehog,
that phase of
and
migraine,
a zebra.
Yeah,
so just to
parts of
recap,
it that might be
if you want to make a note of it,
people.
And we'll put it on our socials as well.
So on my journey with migraine a couple
octopus,
of years ago,
koala,
I was
camel,
reading
seal,
and
butterfly is
a book,
Sally there.
And some research
who
by, I can't remember her
penguin,
name, Lara
panda,
Bryden.
Hedgehog,
and I realised just through
the answer on Friday.
Desperation and experimentation
but right now,
that I would eliminate histamine from my diet.
And
at the time I was eating a lot of avocados, tomatoes, spinach, and drinking a lot of green tea.
And
all of those things either have high histamine or they block histamine production in the body, anti-histamine production in the body.
Indeed, John, very good morning too. Yes, they're going to have to deal
with that. That had quite a transformational experience
for
me because I've always been a headachey person. I've always had quite a runny nose. And kind of those things,
increased humidity.
I just didn't get headaches.
Sunny,
but I didn't have a runny nose.
There is around a 30%
and I noticed that the
of
frequency of my migraines
in the area, as we
really dropped off
Saturday
from being like 4 or 5
there.
A month
so, there is a chance
to being, you know, maybe I'd go 6 weeks,
week.
8 weeks
cool.
between having migraines or even
in
less.
Miami. We could see some
and then
here in the
just
UK.
Recently,
let's just remind you of what the heat wave
over the past couple of months, like they've really returned with a vengeance.
London, the home counties, many to
in the month leading up to
SoFest,
I probably had again. Like
a fair few of you will break those thresholds.
Really
we are set to see a third heat wave in little over
you know, and
six,
I feel like
weeks.
Oh, I've been
mainly
on this,
England and Wales, parts
this
of Eastern
journey
Scotland
recently
will join
of trying
in
to eat
the
more
second half of the week.
Yeah.
Differences with the
and
last
I suddenly
one will be
had
quite
this
humid. Not expecting
moment of clarity because
this time.
Another really
but
fantastic collaboration I'm doing is with this guy, Simon Powers.
And just to show
and
an example of that, I'm going to take
right
you to
out
Oxford
in the countryside on the Sussex
sunny all week, but
Surrey border.
30 degrees
and his partner,
just 23 Celsius.
She made us the most amazing lunch, like everything cooked from scratch, very healthy. And about 10 minutes after eating, I could feel it. Now, I knew I was tired, but it was something about what I ate.
High pressure
down towards the surface. Exactly. And so I went down this loop again, and I realised that everything I'd eaten was on the high histamine list.
In the far north of the country,
so, aubergine,
in the east. Later this week, though, high pressure to the north of us, low pressure to the south, so we'll switch the wind direction, and that will help to bring in increased heat and humidity.
All of this.
So high histamine meaning like you know like
Spain
you'd get
and
allergy from
into the high
so you think about when you think about histamine you think about hay fever
so that is
generally,
what is coming
and it's
where
you go straight
this week.
Exactly
as
and it's
today, it's
the
case of
you know
that hot weather
things that have histamine like pollen
and
everything
a lot of cloud elsewhere to begin with to rain at times in Scotland
so you don't realise that histamine is also in food drinks so also leftovers you know like I was trying to do that thing of like cooking from scratch and then you know keeping the leftovers and then maybe we go 2 days eating the same thing, but histamine will start to build up in food, in leftovers. So fresh food will have no migraine.
Histamine
is. But food that is fermented, food that is canned, food that is old,
Still some rain at times in northwestern Scotland. Sunny
so there's me thinking, oh, gut health, yeah, I'm going to lean into like fermentation and start making my own, you know, kimchi and water kefir and sourdough bread. Yeah, that's disaster.
And she went in on that. She spent weeks, you know, curated growing these cultures and trying to get to that point where we were like, you know, that we had like three loads of sourdough.
I don't want to jinx things.
No, I know, but we want to know. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers, Matt.
We don't even eat bread that much, to be honest. But obviously, you know, once you're in that, then you're in it. And the unfortunate part of that is that now we're definitely confirmed that that is
smartphone ban in England schools by changing the relationship that young people have with their devices.
Cured me.
Where does that put your head, though? Because
locking away smartphones, this board game cafe is incentivising young people to have some time away from their screens.
Okay, so there's a phase, right? There's a phase of like, we think it's coming. So what's your mind doing when you think this is about to happen?
The cafe is one of many businesses and community groups in Solihull signing up to a campaign to become smartphone free.
It's really funny if I start to feel like a sense of doom.
A lot of digital stuff in our day to day. And you know, I think having the option of having spaces that are a bit more phone free can be a great way for people to connect.
You know, if my head starts the first of its telling the stories of every mistake I've ever made,
this was about the whole
that's a kind of a sign that things aren't right in my body.
This is our community
and, you know, then I'll start to get a certain feeling around my left eye. I'll get a certain feeling in the back of my head on the left side.
It's been driven by local schools.
And what I've learned is sometimes I can avert that with an ice pack.
Although we know the research says that if children don't have their smartphones in school, it reduces their screen time overall.
To Rose's Tie, we also and they gave you that little cap
for smartphones later.
Actually, that helps.
Yeah. So, the more that we can do, not just in schools, but I guess that's a
soothing agent
that work with young people in our communities, the bigger impact we can feel we can have.
Many of these young people have grown up with smartphones.
I know that you've managed to sometimes
using their phones for everything.
Dial it back.
I think I'm on my phone about 7 to 8 hours a day.
You're in that phase of it.
Doing a range of things. The severity. Even when it's stuff for school, it's still impact.
Exactly. And this is the thing that's really interesting because my migraines have a pattern of being 3 days long. So I feel them coming
on. Another company supporting the initiative is Robocode. Then I'll have a really bad day. Shirley. It aims to turn children from being passive users of technology
kind of
to creators.
Better, and then there'll be like a sort of
we think that kids are really savvy,
but you see, that's the pattern of histamine intolerance. That's the pattern of food.
And
sometimes I've had a migraine last a week, and it's because I'm obviously still eating
technology,
and the histamine that's causing the intolerance in the first place. So I think it's really helped to have a mindset of curiosity, but something I think because I've had these experiences, I really think about what boosts mental clarity. And I think
if we take away their phones,
like, I'm laughing because, you know, I went over to my brother's place yesterday and I was playing with Patty and Jake. And I realised I don't really acknowledge like my age in place and the social media ban. I think I've put my back out a little bit on the trampoline
next year. The campaign aims to feel help like because my SI joint changes,
it's kind of gone out a bit. I can feel how the pain from that is making my head go cloudy. So, but I think obviously there's something very specific to migraine.
With a book you've written,
and you know, I found that you know the triptans, the drugs really didn't help. It was cold and you know these camphor-related, you know, the Chinese white flower oils, the doTERRA, the Rose's Tie, inhaling thing. These things give much more relief. I'm curious, what's your experience with mental clarity? Because you don't get migraines, you don't really get headaches. But do you notice different states of mind where you're more clear or less clear?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, it's normally how a lot of us are feeling about dealing with
technology in our families and in our lives. Because we need it to do so many things, but are probably aware that it's not really very good for us, and we're spending far too much time looking at it all the time.
It's very difficult to separate.
I think that's right, and I think it's important to recognise that actually it can be designed differently. So the way that it's addicted us all. It is actually not very good for us, and so the ways in which we could use it could be more intentional, could be better designed, and I think that's a lot of what you've seen, and you've dealt with really brilliantly on this programme with bereaved parents saying our children got snarled up in this technology. We're not saying that a phone has to be bad, but it has to be designed like a tool, not like an oppressor.
And they're all functions of mind.
Yeah,
of course, people will know you as a filmmaker.
So I think that's what happened.
So just explain your journey from filmmaker into online safety campaigner. How did you get here?
I could never have imagined it. I mean, I was a Hollywood UK film director in 2012 when the smartphone became the price that an adult might give to a child. When I walked into my own kitchen and there were four 15-year-olds not talking. And I thought, wow, I've never seen four girls of that age not talking, but together in a room. And because I was a filmmaker, I got so interested in that idea that I started to make a documentary film. And after hundreds of hours in children's lives,
but I do remember though how you interviewed people from a whole bag of melons,
all the way from UK to Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't like that was like a self-harming, stupid melons. The devil.
I took down my camera. I'd recently been put into the laws.
I don't even think it's the sugar.
And I made it my mission to turn this around.
I think it's the fake, artificial nonsense in those things.
I hope, at a turning point where everybody gets it, everybody needs to know what they have to do, but we all agree that actually the tech companies and the government also have to do something now, and something very significant.
I mean,
in some ways, do you think there's almost too much focus on the damage it does to children?
And I feel like, and thanks for sharing in the chat, Ralph. I feel like if we take a moment to think about it, we probably all know what boosts our mental clarity. And again, I suppose it's how much do we prioritise that and give ourselves permission,
they don't have the life experience, the development capacity,
go cold swimming or whatever it is that helps.
We all have.
I notice we've only
And I have to say, the children that I've worked with over the years and all around the world, their number one request is please tell our parents to put their own phones down.
Anyway, okay.
So this next one, I'm going to play this really short one because maybe we've got time for two more tracks then. But again, this comes through great collaboration because I met this guy, Jason Melut, who you can find on SoundCloud, at a Canva content party times Brainverse. And we've been trading playlists. He's listened to our show, and so he shared a mix. And I'd never heard this track before. It's a bit out there. Oh, but I love it. Holy Ghost love.
And I'm
sending this out to you now.
All morning I've been watching the joy of all everybody being together with the football and all those kids having shared experience.
I'm searching for sacred lovemaking.
Think about what it's
and it's the kind of love that you don't want nobody else. It's the kind of love that even though you see all this lust and garbage out there, this kind of love is so beautiful and it's just like take you to the next Holy Ghost level. It's called Holy Ghost love.
Whatever they want to actually say, this is a product, it must be tested, they must be responsible for it, and we as consumers should have some rights over the products that they have.
Using the football this morning as an example, it's also allowing us to swap clips and goals and moments of joy together and have conversations with strangers that we might not have otherwise. There are positives as well, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, and I think one of the things that I'm very clear
is
definitely in the book says it's not technology.
It's called Holy Ghost.
It's what we've allowed technology to become. And I think when you see how few people control the design, how much money is put into having behavioral psychologists keep us online at any cost, and also the amount of harm that they allow within their product, those things are unacceptable. So I'm not saying, hey, no technology. Actually, I work with a lot of people right at the cutting edge of AI, but actually what I'm saying is we need the technology to reflect our values. And I would say our
technology,
that's something we're going to see change hopefully over the next months and weeks. So is the answer banning social media for all? Philistines, or is it?
And it's just like take you to the next Holy Ghost level.
It's a great question. I always call it not a ban on children, but a ban on companies putting toxic products into the hands of children. I will be deciding what to do. It's just a list of brands. You know,
it's kind of like this.
With brakes and a Volvo, not you want.
It's called Holy Ghost.
Have good brakes. So I think that we are looking for, you know, for all the products to be safe for children if they want to deal with children. And I think the ban is a fantastic movement. We know it was offered by the last government. It's going to be put in the hands of a new government, and we want to see this next government to do the most sophisticated, joyous thing that gives children their childhood back.
Jesus, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Can you stay and watch the football?
I watched part of it.
Which part?
The good part in the beginning. I missed the stress.
I mean, what a baseline.
Well, you did well to avoid the stress.
Hope
you can enjoy the joy this morning that we're bringing. In fact, we're going to be back at that school and talking about
and that Holy Ghost love, that is just our vibe, isn't it?
Thank you very much indeed.
Do stay with us. Our headlines come out.
So thanks, guys, for tuning in today. And if you've listened to this